إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of treatment of spouses, I want to talk to you today about sharing of responsibilities. The primary responsibility of the woman is the tarbiyah of the children, is to take care of the home. The primary responsibility of the man is to earn a living and to take care of the financial and all other financial security and all other needs of the family. But this does not absolve the man from participating in the responsibilities also of the family at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so many stories of how he used to behave at home. There's a beautiful story where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to routinely help in the house. He would help in the cooking, he would help in the cleaning, he would help in different things in the house. Obviously, also the benefit of a simple lifestyle is that there is not much to do in the house. Now, we have complicated our lives and we have houses which occupy the entire day of the person, and then we complain of exhaustion at the end. But then that's our own doing. But Rasulullah's household was very simple, so there wasn't all that much to do in the house in terms of housework. But whatever there was, he used to help in the house. There's a beautiful story once of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, where she challenged him and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, let's see who can make bread faster, you know, rotis." He said, "Who can make bread faster?" So they set up the stove, two stoves, and Rasulullah started on one, and Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she started making rotis on the other stove, and she made three or four, and Rasulullah was still on the first one, and it just wouldn't get cooked. So she laughed and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, you know, I beat you in this roti making competition. You can't make rotis as fast as I can make." Rasulullah smiled and said, "Ya Aisha, the problem is that the thing that the hand of Muhammad touches, the fire doesn't burn." Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now see this, I mean, apart from the barakah of the company of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the barakah of following the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and being associated with him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the question of the relationship between the husband and the wife. You know, what kind of a relationship is it? He is full of fun, he is full of laughter, he is full of communication, he's kind to her, he's nice to her, they have competition in cooking. You know, I mean, think about these things. What kind of a beautiful relationship are we talking about here? And how is it that we don't seem to have these kinds of relationships with our spouses? Those, of course, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed some of us with spouses with whom we do have such a relationship. But for those who don't, and it's all a matter of our own doing. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, it's not some magic, right? Rasulullah had a relationship with his spouses like that because he worked on it and he made it happen. If we don't have it, then it's a matter of our own doing and you know, what we have created for ourselves. So let us stop start thinking in terms of what we need to do and then do it, so that we build a beautiful relationship in this dunya. Similarly, many other cases. Once Rasulullah and Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, they had some argument, and Sayyidah Aisha was very angry. Just then, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu walked into the house. So Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, "Let us ask your father who is right. You know, let us ask him to make a judgment between the two of us." So Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, immediately her response was, "But you tell him the truth." Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu got so angry with that he slapped her. He slapped her so hard that that blood came out of her mouth. Now imagine his position. Here is his daughter talking about the Nabi, and she is telling the Nabi, "Speak the truth when you tell my father about this argument which we are having." And who is this? Who is she saying? Who is she telling say the truth? To the one who, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and all of us, alhamdulillah, we believe that he is the most truthful. So from Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's point of view, here is Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anha talking about the Nabi. But from Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anha's point of view, she is talking about her husband. So she wasn't being disrespectful to the Nabi of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, but this was a domestic personal argument. So she said this and said, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu slapped his daughter. What was the reaction of Rasulullah turned around and said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said, get out, leave this place. Now, for Rasulullah to say something like that to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, unbelievable, unheard of, unimaginable, but he did it. And when he left, he hugged his Aisha Siddiq radiallahu anha and he said, this is what happens when we involve other people in our domestic affairs. Now, think about this, that what kind of relationships were these, what kind of love, what kind of regard for each other, what kind of respect for one another. And all of this is entirely doable. My idea of saying this, and that's why I keep saying, read the seerah, because there is no example that is better than the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us with respect to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no example that is better than the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives. And since we are talking here about domestic relations, there is no example better than the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of domestic relationships. Here is a man, we have one wife and we can't manage both. And he was a man who had more than one. But there's no incident whatsoever, if you read the seerah, of any of his wives ever having a complaint about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's because of the way he treated them, the way he was with them. And he said to them, I've said this in the earlier reminder also, he said, the best of you is the one who is best to his wife, and I am the best to my wives. And this is the confidence, not arrogance. This is the confidence of knowing that you, if you want, go and ask her. You know, go and ask my wife. If you want to know how I am, go and ask my wife. This is what we need to think about this and say, what is it that we are doing? And remember, it's the small things that go a long way. What looks like a small thing is actually not small, because the effect of it is on the heart. The effect of it goes a long way. How many times have we come home? I'm talking about the men now. How many times have we come home and you find the woman has what I call the cold face, right? Now, it is the most horrible thing to face a woman who has a cold face. And half the time the man doesn't even know. Not that he's stupid, but you know, Allah has made women complicated. So he doesn't even know what went wrong. So now he's there, she's got a cold face. And then if you ask her, she said, well, I never said anything. You don't have to say anything. I mean, the way you look is enough, right? That is more than enough. You don't have to say anything. So seriously, go and examine yourself. Both the husband and the wife, I suggest to you that if you want to have a good marriage, then face yourself. Go stand and look in the mirror and say, seriously, ask yourself, do I really want a good marriage? Do I want to be together? Do we want to have a relationship that is beneficial for us in the dunya wal akhir? And remember also the effect that you have on your children, right? Children from broken homes create more broken homes. And children from secure homes where they see their parents respecting one another, these children come out different. So it is not only your effect, it's a multiplier effect that is there on the children as well. So in all of these things, the relationship is the equal responsibility of the husband and the wife. Nobody is free from that. So be very, very clear in your minds. Decide that you want to have a good relationship and then work on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in the Quran. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah said there is not for the man anything more than what he works for. This applies to dunya, applies to the akhirah. Applies to deen, applies to worldly affairs, applies to everything. If you want to have a good business, you have to spend time in that business. You have to work on that business. You have to think about that business. Same thing applies to marriages. You want to have a good marriage, you have to spend time in that marriage. You have to work on that marriage. Very, very important for both husbands and the wives to think about this and to make the effort to make their marriages good. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have marriages which are a source of khair and barakah and peace and harmony. Listen to the wife, listen to the husband. Don't consider the wife to be some, you know, ignorant nincompoop who can't give you any advice. Many, many, many times, the very fact that your wife does not understand your business, the very fact that the wife does not understand exactly what you do, is the reason why she can give you very good advice, because she is quite clearly the outsider. She is like a consultant who doesn't run your business on a day-to-day basis. She is away from the reality. Her hand is not too close to her face, so she can see the lines on the hand. And that is a very, very important thing, to be able to get this and say, well, you know, what do you think about this? And don't treat that opinion as, oh, what the hell do you know? No. The very fact that she does not know the day-to-day details gives her perspective, gives her a distance which can give you some very good advice if you have the sense to listen to that. And the same thing applies to the husband, to the wife as well. The reason why your husband can tell you something is because he's an outsider. So don't treat him like, he's an outsider to your emotions, to your friend and so on. So don't treat him like, you know, what do you know about my reality? He knows a lot, and the fact that he does not know something means that he can give you good advice. So seek each other's advice, make mashwara, because there is khair in mashwara. Don't do things without mashwara, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. Sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.